Welcome to the Fresh Start Podcast, brought to you by attorneys Gina Cho and Jeff Curl of JC Law Group, whose practice is dedicated to bankruptcy for individuals and small businesses. Thanks for joining us. I'm Matt Hayes. Please note this podcast is not legal advice. For more information, visit jclawgroup.com. Now let's welcome Gina and Jeff to our 10th podcast. How are you two doing today?
Good. How are you, Matt?
Good, Matt.
I'm doing well. Glad to hear you guys are well. Today, we want to share some information with you, our listener, and find out a little bit more about Gina and Jeff. There's this kind of stereotype when people think of bankruptcy attorneys or even just attorneys in general. It's almost like you hear that term and many people want to just back away and go, ooh, like you guys are evil. You're not evil, right?
I don't know about Jeff, but I know I'm not.
How dare you?
La, 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 la. Yeah.
No, I mean, it's a strange thing. It's something to do with, I don't know if it's just a media thing, the way that lawyers are portrayed on TV or what it is. Anyone who's got a family member with a lawyer in it, and you know that lawyer, you know that they're like anybody else. And lawyers come in all gradations, like all people do, from happy people to mad people to, they're just normal people who just happen to practice law.
I think there's this idea that if you go and meet with an attorney, there must be something wrong with your life or, you know, some situation. I mean, generally people don't go in to meet with lawyers for like a checkup, right? Like we do, you know, maybe to going to a dentist type of thing.
So in a way, it's almost as if because there's a problem, they're taking that energy out on you guys sometimes. And, you know, they know if they have to speak to an attorney, sometimes there's something wrong and that's always a bad thing. And for some reason, you guys become the bad guy.
Maybe. I mean, that's the perception. I mean, it's not uncommon for someone, for example, to bring a family member with them to meet with us because they're nervous about meeting with, because a lot of people have never interacted with an attorney before, so they're nervous, they don't know what to expect. Right. And the typical reaction after meeting with us almost every time is the shoulders kind of drop, they exhale, and they're like, okay, I feel better. Yeah. And that's the idea. I mean, it doesn't serve us well to kick you around.
Right.
And I've actually had more than one client tell me at the end of the consult, they're like, oh, you're really nice. I'm like, what did you think I was going to do?
Like, I'm not your mother. You're not going to
bite your head off or yell at you. Yeah.
Let's talk about what happens there at that initial consultation when you guys are sitting with someone who comes to you for help. What is that process like? Tell me about what that meeting is like and what people can envision, so that way we find out that it really isn't as scary as we possibly may think going into it.
The way it starts is someone's going to contact our office. You're going to schedule an appointment. And when you schedule an appointment, we're going to send you a couple of disclosures that we have to give you in bankruptcy and a little 2-page questionnaire that's really short that we ask you for some basic information because it's going to help frame the issues. Step one is just make the appointment and we'll send you the information. For you to fill out and think about some of this stuff before you come in.
And I think a lot of times it's sort of a frightening thought of going in and meeting with someone and actually talking about your debts. Most people just don't talk about it. So, you know, it's really the first time they've actually said the words out loud and said, I owe $50,000 of debt. And once they say it, it's like, oh my gosh, you know, it's really that bad. And it's kind of acknowledging the problem.
I've had people say that to me. It's like 5 minutes into it, they go, you know, or even at the end of the consultation, they say, this is the first time I've ever verbalized that to anyone. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's a big moment. It's like a confessional moment. And so it's kind of powerful. But the meeting itself, it usually lasts about 45 minutes to an hour. Really, the first thing we both make a habit is to sit down and just initially listen, and not to, you know, you've seen all the studies about doctors, like they do the average. How long is it before the doctor interrupts you? And so try, you know, really carefully not to do that. I mean, you can't let someone filibuster for 30 minutes because it's not going to help them. But the first thing to do is just listen.
When you're listening to them, what information are you trying to get out of them? What are you trying to learn?
Sometimes it's just getting their story. You know, a lot of times they have sad stories behind how it is they got into debt. And I think that they just need to kind of get it off their chest. Yeah. But for the purposes of the bankruptcy, what we're looking for is all the assets that they have. So all the stuff that they have, all of their debts. So, and what type of debts they are. Is it tax debts? Is it mortgages? Is it credit card debts? Medical debts? And then also looking at their income, because that's going to make a difference in terms of which bankruptcy they can file.
Yeah. And then it's also listening to what are your fears? What are your concerns? What do you think is going to happen? What do you want to happen? And here's the options we have available. Will this work for you?
Yeah. And lastly, I want to know what their goals are. You know, what is it that they want to achieve? Is it to save your home? Is it to save your business? Because people have different goals in mind when they come in and meet with us.
Now, there are some stereotypes some people think when they go into a meeting. Sometimes they have a preconceived idea. So let's clarify those options that maybe some people are thinking. Let me just put it this way. What is it you guys don't do that some people think that you may do, actually?
Well, it's not going to be like in a courtroom where we're going to cross-examine you and say, isn't it true that on such and such day you did X, Y, and Z? Yeah. I mean, it's going to be just very conversational. You know, there'll be lots of back and forth exchange. And I'll also mention that it's not uncommon for people to come in and have a lot of emotional reactions. Some people will cry. Some people will express anger. And we're okay with that because that's what we see all day long. So however you're feeling about your situation, it's perfectly normal. And I think there's this feeling like, oh, because I'm feeling this way, this is abnormal. Or there's something wrong with me. And, you know, it's really important for me to express to them that whatever it is they're feeling is perfectly fine.
Yeah. And we're not going to push you into bankruptcy. We actually generally don't sign people up on the spot. You may lose some business that way, but we'd rather have someone go out and chew on it and think it through and then come back and say, yes, I want to do this or not. We have no incentive to force someone into bankruptcy because, believe me, this is an area of law where you don't want an unwilling client. If bankruptcy is a good option, we'll tell them it's a good option. But if it's not, we're not going to try to fit them into that. It's, you know, the old into a round peg kind of thing.
So what you're doing more than anything, you're not selling, you're listening. You're trying to understand their situation.
And what I try and do is look at all the options. So there's different options aside from bankruptcy to help you get out of debt. Maybe it's just a budgeting issue. Maybe you have a spending problem, or maybe it's just a matter of reconsolidating your debt or doing debt settlement or going into consumer credit counseling. So yeah, it's not really even accurate to say that it's a bankruptcy consultation. I mean, that's one aspect that we look at, but it's really more like a debt consultation where we're going to look at your situation and say, look, these are all the options that are available to you. And it's totally up to you to choose whichever one you think is right for you.
And it's a holistic evaluation, like Gina said. And part of that involves people come in with lots of problems that are very unique and esoteric. And it's not uncommon for us to refer people out to other people who would be better suited to them. There might be a tax attorney, there might be a CPA, a financial advisor, a real estate attorney. People always want the person who happens to know everything that is their problem perfectly, but finding that person, they usually don't exist. And so our job is, if we identify something that is not necessarily in the bankruptcy realm, to get them out to someone who can help them. And so that's what we end up doing a lot, is we end up referring a lot of cases out and people out to the right professional, because sometimes we're not exactly the right fit. Sometimes we are, and sometimes it crosses over.
Another common concern is that the clients think that I'm going to basically scrutinize all of their expenses or their spending habits and look through their credit card statements or their bank statements and say, oh, what did you buy at Macy's for $270? But if I do have to go through and look at those line items, it's not because I'm somehow judging you and making any sort of judgment about your spending habit. It's because it matters in terms of your bankruptcy filing.
One thing I want to talk about are the actual steps through this process. Once they sit down with you in an office and start having these conversations with you, what should they expect? You know, what are the procedures that happen during this first consultation meeting?
With the initial consultation, it's basically a four-step process. The first step is you call us and make an appointment. Number two is actually showing up, and you'll have to bring a couple of documents with you. We'll email those to you ahead of time, and then we'll meet, we'll review your situation and give you the options that are available. And then step number four is deciding if you want to retain us or if you want to explore some other option. So really not that painful, and I think people are doing themselves a disservice by not at least coming in and exploring their options and getting help.
So that's a great rundown, kind of get a real idea of what happens at the sit-down consultation with you guys. And we'll do another podcast, our next one, where we're going to talk about what the actual steps are once you get through this first consultation and you decide to use a bankruptcy lawyer. What are the steps that you take at that point to go through this process? So we'll get into that in the next one. Gina and Jeff, thanks for your time. Some great information today.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Matt.
Thank you for joining us. For more information and to listen to other episodes of our podcast, visit jclawgroup.com. JC Law Group is a debt relief agency under the United States Bankruptcy Code.